Joe Biden weighs amnesty plan for illegal aliens in meeting with open borders lobby. By John Binder on January 14, 2021. President-elect Joe Biden is laying the groundwork for an amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, meeting with open borders lobbying groups and sanctuary city politicians to discuss a legislative strategy. On Thursday, Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris met with a handful of cabinet nominees, executives with open borders lobbying groups, and sanctuary city politicians about his day one plans to introduce immigration reform legislation and protect DACA recipients, according to a readout of the meeting. Biden's meeting included Xavier Becerra, his nominee to lead Health and Human Services, HHS, who as California Attorney General has implemented one of the strictest sanctuary state policies in the nation, even going as far as to say the state would prosecute employers who cooperate with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. The meeting also included Los Angeles, California Mayor Eric Garcetti, who oversees a sanctuary city policy that frees back into the community hundreds of criminal illegal aliens every week from local jails. Alida Garcia with Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.us attended the meeting. As Breitbart News has chronicled, FWD.us is one of the leading pressure groups to expand the number of foreign visa workers that corporations are allowed to import to take high-paying, white-collar U.S. jobs. Other executives with the Open Borders lobbying groups in attendance included Cindy Benavides, president of LULAC. Alida Garcia, vice president of advocacy of FWD.us. Domingo Garcia, board chair, LULAC. Maria Teresa Kumar, president and CEO of Voto Latino. Henry R. Munoz III, co-founder of Latino Victory. Janet Murguia, president of Unidos U.S. Natalie Reyes, president and CEO of Latino Victory Fund. Tom Saenz, president of Maldiv. Hector Sanchez, president of Mi Familia Vota. The business lobby, which regularly seeks an expansion of legal immigration levels to widen profit margins by cutting U.S. wages, was represented by an executive with the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Biden's advisors have already begun meeting with House Democrats to talk about a legislative pathway for an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Aside from an amnesty that would burden 18 million jobless Americans with increased foreign competition in the U.S. labor market, Biden is eyeing an end to President Trump's reforms at the U.S.-Mexico border. The plans include ending the Centers for Disease Control's Title 42 order and Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which ensures that federal immigration officials can return border crossers to their native countries within hours and forces Mexico to house asylum applicants so they are not released into the interior of the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.